Svarno Parsha Shoftim. So the first pasuk says you should appoint Shoftim v'Shotrim b'chol sha'arecha. So the Svarno just tells you that is to exclude Chutz Laretz. You have to appoint judges in all your gates. That means not in Chutz Laretz, no mitzvah to have judges in Chutz Laretz. Then we have the next pasuk. It says Tzedek Tzedek Tirdov, really run after justice. So Svarno says what that means is when you're appointing judges, there's lots of qualities you could look for. You could look for a smart guy, a tall guy, a rich guy. There are lots of milas in a judge. So that pasuk is teaching you to put above all else the guy who's better at being a judge, meaning someone who has the right qualifications for the job, more than other positives. Don't look at the chitonius, look at the pinimius, who's better at being a judge. And there, of course, you want a judge to be choshev and all that. But that's not the ikr. The ikr is to looking after who'd be a better judge, the tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. And that's how the Svarno, as we always say, is always very into the smichas. What does one pasuk have to do with the next? So that's how he explains what the following pasuk is. Because all of a sudden, after talking about making judges, it says, "Do not plant an asherah." What does that have to do with anything? Don't plant an asherah near a mizbeach for Hashem. It means any tree. Don't plant a tree near the mizbeach of Hashem. And why is that? So he says this because it's the same. This is the theme is things that are nice on the outside, not nice at its core, or nimus for whatever reason. So he says that a tree in front of the mizbeach, what could be wrong with that? Looks beautiful, but since it's used for avodah zarah, meaning that's the way ovdei avodah zarah do their thing, so therefore it becomes nimus to Hashem. Similarly, the next pasuk, lo sakim lecha matzeva asher sani Hashem lekachat, don't do a matzeva. We know the matzevas is what the Avos did. They were beloved to Hashem. Now, here you have this foreigner with a unique shita. And what happened? Okay, so all the other, right, Matzev is a one-stone mizbeach. So that is what the Avos used. And we do not. Do not. It's a lav here. Lo sakim lecha matzeva. You can't do a one-stone mizbeach. What's wrong with it? So almost all Rishonim say, because it was used, same thing we just said before, since it was used for avodah zarah, so then it became Nimas Beinei Hashem. Svarno actually says something unique, and he says, actually, a matzeva is a way of showing as if you're Nitzel Lufnei Hashem. That's what he says. And we were only at that level before Chayta Egel. And after Chayta Egel, Klal Yisrael went down a level. They could not show themselves as if they're one stone Nitzel before Hashem. Rather, it's like a bunch of stones. I guess maybe a sign of being broken. I'm not really sure. But they weren't right to have a one-stone mizbech. Their level was lowered. And therefore, now it's not appropriate. And therefore, you cannot use a matzeva. You have to use, even though it would look nicer, but we're not holding by that level, so we have to use a mizbech of many stones. Okay. Then we have a pasuk gimel. Yelech vayavod. If you see someone who is doing a avodah zarah and says, Vayelech vayavod, Elohim acherim, v'yishtachulhem, and he bows down to other gods, LaShemesh, LaYerech, Chol Tzva HaShemayim, Asher Lo Tzivisi, that I did not command. What did I not command? So Rashi says, to worship them, I didn't command you. I didn't, you know, he was worshiping idols. I didn't tell you to worship idols, the sun or the moon. The Svarno says, no, that's not what it means. It means that I didn't give them any Bechira. You're worshiping the sun and the moons because you think they have some power, which they do, but not independent power. That is, they have an effect. The things in Shemayim have an effect on the earth, but they don't have independent power. They don't have no Bechira. They have no Ratzon Bechiri that they can decide what to do. Hashem gives them what they do. And therefore, that's Asher Lo Tzivisi. I didn't give them any Bechira to be able to independently choose, and they can decide what they like and what they don't like. It's not like that. They are robots. They do whatever Koach Hashem gave them, so worshiping them is pointless because it's only Hashem who runs anything. Okay, next we have the mitzvah of appointing a king. Now, this is a huge, huge discussion, the mitzvah of appointing a king. Much has been written on this because, as we know, there is a big stira, seems to be, in the psukim. Here, in Shoftim, it says, Sob Pasuk Tesvav, Perkut Zayin Pasuk Tesvav, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, Som Tasim Alecha Melech. Well, maybe I should be more clear. The Pasuk Yudalah beforehand says, when you'll get to Eretz Yisrael and you'll say, Asima Alai Melech Echol HaGoyim Asher Svivosai, I will make a king for me like all the other Goyim. Som Tasim Alecha Melech, you will make a king, Asher Yivcha Hashem Alkechabo, that Hashem chooses, and has to be Mekarev HaChachar, has to be a fellow Yid, Fine. So the stira is that that's what it says here in Parsha Shoftim. In Nach, in Shmuel, as we know, when Klal Yisrael asked for a king, Hashem gets all upset at them. And they say, we don't want Shmuel, you don't be the shofet, we want a king. And Hashem says, oh, it's not you that they're disgusted with, they don't like me, it's a big rebellion. So that is the question that there's tons written by tons of Rishonim, and believe it or not, Lahavdil Elef Alfei Avdalos in the Christian church, because it's Psukim, you know, it seems to be an open stira. And in fact, just Agav, the United States, when it started, you know, this is a democracy here, the Chiddush was not having a king. There was much discussion then, written by Benjamin Franklin, wrote about it, his opinions. There were different opinions going back then. Is having a king against the Bible? You know, because they were all religious back then. So they were discussing it too. Is it against the Bible? No, the Bible's good for it, you know, which is it? Because the Pasuk here seems like it's a positive. The Pasuk in by Shmuel does not seem like it's a positive. So what's the answer? Okay, we're not going to go through all the different Rishonim. But we're here for the Sfarno. The Sfarno has, as far as I know, the only explanation that would sit well with your average, with us, I mean Americans. Our American ideal, to us, the notion of a king is very, very foreign. We're used to, you get to choose, because otherwise the guy's going to be corrupt. And even if the original guy wasn't corrupt, I mean, his great-great-grandkid, like, who's guaranteeing he's not corrupt? He was just brought up in the palace, and what's to stop him from destroying the world? And it's hard for us to understand. Sfarno's with you. He is the only Rishon. That is, when his chat sits well. He says, this mitzvah, especially it says, G'chol ha'gayim ha'shayis v'vasayis on the simalach ha'malach, he says this mitzvah is like the Yafas Toar of Parshas Kiseitze. It's a big b'di'evid, says the Sfarno. Now, what's b'di'evid? So he says, having a king that if Hashem sends a Navi, and the Navi says, B'shem Hashem, this guy, Shmerel Goldberg, he's ready to be king. So who's going to argue with that? Hashem knows best, right? If he sends a Navi to say, this guy should be king, I think we'd all be comfortable with that too. If Hashem says he's the right guy for the job, then he's the right guy for the job. The question is, the kid, or the grandkids, or the great-grandkids, you know, it's a dynasty that goes on forever. I mean, who's speaking about the... And we know from Jewish history, it did not always work out well. Right? We had David, good. Shlomo, good. Then Rechavam, not quite as good. And then it went south eventually. So you can have, you know, kingships can go bad. Anyway, that's what this Sfarno says. The problem with Malchus is when you want a dynasty. The Sfarno says, it's lechatchila, it sounds like, as long as you want the one that Hashem picked, like if you're like the Shoftim. In other words, what Shmuel was is what they should have always wanted. Shmuel was someone chosen, he's an Avi, chosen by Hashem. We don't find the Shofet that his kid took over. The Shoftim is the right way. Hashem chooses the person, and when they die, Hashem chooses someone else. But to have a dynasty, k'chol ha'goyim asher svivosai, that you're allowed to have if you want to have that kind of king. But that's like the Yifas Toar, where eventually you have a kid Ben Sarah Remora from them. That's exactly his muscle, not mine. It's like the dinner of Yifas Toar, and we know we say Yifas Toar, you'll have a kid. That kid's going to be a Ben Sarah Remora. That's exactly what's going to happen by Malucha. The king's going to be a Ben, you know, the kid. Eventually the kid will be a Ben Sarah Remora. That's Mamas Sfarno here. So that works well, probably with what us average Americans think. But anyway, there's every other Rishon and Achron. Nobody else says that. But this is the Sfarno Shir, and that's what the Sfarno says anyway. Works well with us. Okay, then we have Tamim Tiyem Hashem Lakacha, you should trust Hashem, and in Pasuk Yidalet, Perek Yechez Pasuk Yidalet, that Kagayim Asher Atar Yorei Shesam, they go to the magicians and the astrologers, the people who come up with, who look that way, to find out the future, but you should have a Navi. You can ask the Navi for about the future. So, but the lo kein, nasan lacha Hashem lokecha. Hashem did not give that to you. What does that mean? So the Sfarno says it means that what the Ma'uninim and Kosmim say, it's not true for you. Because as a rule, ain mazal Yisrael. And that's what they look at. They look at the mazalos. They look at the astrology. So they can only see that level, but there's Ein Mazal Yisrael. At the very least, on the global sense, and for Klal Yisrael as a whole, certainly, is Ein Mazal Yisrael. So therefore, that's what it means. You are not affected by the mazalos. Like we just had today, when I'm recording this, a solar eclipse in Europe. That's also supposed to be that we say you don't have to worry about things that, the sun being eclipsed is supposed to be not good for the guy. But, and a lunar eclipse is the opposite. But we're not supposed to be afraid of the mazalos when we're doing Ratzon Hashem, because in Mazal Yisrael. Okay. Okay, then we have, when you have a Navi, how are you going to know he's a Navi? So if he says something in my name, and he says a miracle is going to happen, it doesn't happen, then you know he's not a true Navi. So the Sferno just adds that whenever a Navi is going to tell you a new mitzvah, even if it's only temporary, like Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, he'll have an oath. There's always going to be some kind of miracle, so you don't have to worry about it. Like, and then either it'll happen or it's not. But there'll always be an oath, so that's how you can tell. When a Navi is being mechadish, a new mitzvah for temporary, so how do you know if it's true? So if he makes an oath and it comes true, then you can, and of course all the other ways to check a Navi, then you can do it. Okay, later on we have the Isser to chop down a fruit tree. So we say don't chop down fruit trees. Okay. When you're laying siege to a city, this is in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yutes. So it says don't chop down the fruit trees. Because you'll eat from them. Anyway, the Sfarno explains that why would you, when you're laying siege to a place, why would you chop down the fruit trees? So that people there should not have food. He says, but you're going to take over the place. You need food. So you'd only do this if you're not sure you're going to win. If you're not sure you're going to win, say then you blow the whole place up to starve out the people in the city. But if you have bitachon that you're going to win, you don't want to chop down the fruit trees. What are you going to eat? You want the fruit trees. It takes a long time to grow a tree. So, in other words, it's saying you have to have bitachon, that Hashem is going to make you conquer the city, and therefore don't chop down the fruit trees so you can eat from them. Okay, and then finally, at the end, when we have the mitzvah of Egel Arufa, so you're chopping its head off from the back, that means the Neharai can't see, so it's supposed to be, according to the Sfarno, a type of simon that this is the kind of thing that, of course, no one knew about. This guy being the guy who killed this innocent man, we don't know who the killer was. It was not Yaduah to us, because Beis Din is saying, had we known, we would have gotten rid of it.